Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder program. So much going on. We also, I don't know if you were listening later in the show yesterday, but we want to send you to the movies. We have a 4-pack of tickets to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt at the Paragon Theaters in Davie. So just keep on listening. At some time before 6 p.m., we will give away 4 movie tickets just because we're good people. We like being good people. We like doing giveaways. You'll have a chance to win movie tickets. And we've got that chance to win tickets to see Megadeth along with Mudvayne and All That Remains at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. If you want to win the Megadeth tickets, you go to WQAM.com, click on contests. You can enter right there. It is a Live Nation show. So much going on in the world of sports. I'm imagining Crowder, you're kind of like me, which is your emotions right now. I'm trying to think about how we juggled this last season, being so emotionally invested in the Heat and the Panthers. Right now, the Panthers are probably dominating your sports emotions because the Heat are swimming a uphill battle.
Yeah, everybody says they don't have a favorite kid, but they do. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'm way more in the Panthers right now because the Heat are about to get their ass whooped.
Also, I said swimming an uphill battle, which is so wrong. It's either swimming upstream or fighting an uphill battle. Neither of you guys caught it, but I cannot in good conscience. Dale. Allow myself.
Are you okay? Yeah. Are you having a stroke?
Swimming an uphill battle. And you guys looked at me in agreement. You were like, they really are.
It's actually what salmon do.
Sounded good to
salmon
me.
No, they swim upstream.
But the stream runs downhill. I got your back, baby.
It's not swimming an uphill battle. I wish I could absolve myself of that, but it's a ridiculous thing to say that the Heat are swimming an uphill battle.
A river can't flow uphill. So if they're swimming up a river, they're
going
uphill.
I gotcha. We went to Alaska. We watched it. We watched the bears claw and then eat the salmon who were swimming upstream, but I wouldn't call it swimming an uphill battle, even though it was swimming an uphill battle.
You see?
I understand what you're saying. Regardless, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And the Panthers played like straight filth last night.
That reminds me, isn't Sixto Sanchez pitching tonight for the Marlins?
Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, if you can see him through the rain, is it Sixto on the mound? Let me check my Hard Rock app.
I bet not even Peter Bendix knows who's pitching tonight.
I could just, this thing with this roof, there's an app on my phone that's free, and I see the clouds coming, and I know it's about to rain at baseball games for my son, who's 12. There's nobody with the app for the Marlins.
I like a little rain at a baseball game. Doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
With a roof?
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes if it starts to rain and I'm driving, I'll open the sunroof. I like it. Over under on 6-0 strikeouts tonight is 4.5. I'm on a heater, by the way. 4 in a row.
You are going. I remember you were talking through the bets on the elevator leaving the Amerant Bank Arena, and he said it.
I said, Panthers, Celtics, Nuggets, let's do a money line 3-team parlay.
Yep.
So I hit that one. I also had a 3-teamer last night. Verhage, Reinhardt, Tkachuk over shots on goal. That cashed in the second period, by the way. They all went over by the second period. The bet that I won before that was the Timberwolves to close out the Suns at the Timberwolves -0.5. And the bet that I had before that was Verhage over shots on goal. That was on Saturday, I guess. So 4 winners in a row. And I have to tell you, I'm tempted to bet the 6-0 over. He is due a good outing. He had a bad outing his last start, I think his only start so far.
Yeah.
But he had a decent spring, which is why we brought the song back. And I'm thinking, because it's +130 for him to throw 5 Ks. Maybe there's something we can do to motivate him to, you know, get the fans excited and, you know, swim an uphill stream battle. Mm. Sounds like we have breaking news, although I think this might be the old okey-doke to get me off the 6-0 topic. What Solana pulls out of the old bag of bits there. What do you got, Solana?
We've got a Crispy Haynes bomb.
Crispy.
That, of course, Chris B. Haynes, better known Crispy as Crispy Haynes. Haynes on our show.
At the Crowder household.
Crispy. What it is.
The Miami Heat say Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez Jr. are both out tomorrow for the Miami Heat, Game 5 at Boston.
Jaquez was a little more injured than maybe you thought. He missed the whole fourth quarter, didn't he?
Yeah, he left the game, tried to come back in the second half, clearly was laboring a little bit. Right hip flexor strain out tomorrow for the Miami Heat. Terry Rozier, no surprise, hasn't played since that last week of the season against Indiana.
I saw someone tweet about that or something. Like, hasn't it been awfully quiet about Terry Rozier? Like, the Heat are notorious for this.
Yeah.
But it's been awfully quiet. Like, we were not led to believe he was going to miss this much time.
Correct. It was constantly a day-to-day thing, and now it's been well over 3 weeks. Usually for neck spasms, it isn't a 3 to 4 week month.
So what's going on here? Is this a roof open situation? Is this a roof open rain situation?
It just seems like his neck is swimming an upstream battle, you know? I botched it, didn't I? Upfield battle. Damn it.
It's not even upfield. You've now botched it twice. I said swimming an uphill battle.
Swimming an uphill battle, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's looking ugly. Yeah, no, what?
Weird.
Crispy Haynes to find out what's really wrong with him.
Let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Somebody. Was that a successful trade?
If he was healthy, it was.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played in the playoffs, and he had about four or five good games in the regular season.
No.
But
no,
he
no.
was going to be your scorer during these playoffs. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you. Whatever you think about the Heat because of what's going to happen here with the playoffs, you don't. And I'm not suggesting that they're better. They're better than what they're showing against Boston because Jimmy Butler's not out there and you don't have a scorer. Terry Rozier's not out there. But you do have to take this all with a grain of salt. This isn't the team that they've put together. They're going to go out there tomorrow night in Boston, and it's going to be – like, there's no Jaquez now. So, there's no Jimmy. There's no Rozier. There's no Jaquez. Duncan Robinson can't do anything, even though he's active. So, where are the points going to come from? Let me tell you something. This wasn't an oversight by Eric Spoelstra and Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley. Like, we forgot a scorer. This isn't what they put together.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not saying keep it together next season because they'll all be healthy. I'm just saying, you know, if Boston should have swept them and should have beaten them every game by 30.
Just Terry and Jimmy, you're losing 40 points a game.
Yeah.
On the low end. Like, both of those guys are 20-point guys. So
and that
you're
opens up
points.
Some baskets for other guys, too, when they're out there. Like, this but is a disaster.
It opens up shots for other guys. They don't mean baskets.
Right, but they don't have to make as many because Jimmy and Terry are making baskets. So if you got to make one every once in a while, you knock it down.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, Hawk, because people take that as, oh, well, what? So you're supposed to run it back next year? And that's not what you're saying. Like, the Heat didn't get better in the offseason. There's no denying that. Every other team did. Like, you can criticize them for that, and there's context behind that too because the Damian Lillard saga or whatever. But you're looking at a Celtics team that averaged second most points in the NBA this year, 120 points per game. The Heat have held them well beneath that mark every single game. Just look at yesterday. Jaylen Brown, 7 of 18, only 17 points. Jason Tatum, 5 of 14. He had 20 because he got to the free throw line, and the refs love to give him every single call in the possible universe. Kristaps Porzingis, even before he got hurt, he was 1 of 5. Like, he wasn't a factor yesterday. And Drew Holiday hasn't shot the ball well all series long. Nobody on their bench outside of game one has gone off with Sam Hauser going off in that game one. Like, the Heat defensively have done everything they possibly can against this Boston team. If you add a healthy Duncan Robinson to this roster, who, by the way, when he was starting this year, was averaging like 15 points and almost 40% shooting, a healthy Jimmy Butler and a healthy Terry Rozier, look, I'm not telling you they would have won this series, but it would have been a lot closer than it's been in every game outside of game two.
Tell Bam to go on vacation. Everybody else, keep your phones on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something's going to – like, I got odds today. The offseason's going to be wild. I saw odds – let me look at this – from Bet Online. LeBron's next team, if not the Lakers. They have the Warriors at 4-1, the Cavs at 5-1. The Knicks at 6-1, the Bulls 7-1, Sixers 8-1, Heat 9-1. I could see him wanting to play a season in New York. And I don't know how it would work, and I don't know what the machinations are. I could see him wanting to play a season in New York just because he's always said that's the mecca of basketball. But then Kevin Durant, next team, if not the Suns, favorite is the Heat at 3-1. And Kevin Durant needs the Heat, the Heat. The Heat doesn't need Kevin Durant as much as Kevin Durant needs the Heat. And if he's tired of – they need him, the Heat more.
Because they're going to put him in the best situation. They're going to put players around him to maximize. I understand you, but the Heat,
they will make him
we,
a
need,
champion
a, we
again.
Need a star.
Well, it might be him. There's going to be movement.
You're the flashy – but you're the flashy guy. We need like the pretty toys. Like, we need a pretty toy now.
I want them. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you, Kevin. Like, if you're thinking that's like, oh, I met this girl and we like each other the same. He likes you more. I don't know what's going on in his head. I can't imagine he wants to go through that again in Phoenix. He's already letting you know through, you know, emissaries that he wasn't used in the right way. He was standing in a corner the whole time. Like, that's not coming out of nowhere. Like, someone's getting that information now. So you're hearing what he's really thinking. He would love to be in a situation like Miami playing for Spo. I mean, he would love that. And again, the Heat would love it as well. I'm not saying that it's one side. I'm just saying he would love it here.
You guys talked about a changing of the guard. And I don't necessarily know if it's 100% true just yet, but let's say LeBron, Steph Curry, KD feel that way, right? They feel like, hey, look at what's going on in the Western Conference. If I'm those guys, I want to get the hell out of the West because...
All three to the Heat.
Hey.
Pat,
would you trade... I know you said Bam is untouchable, Crowder. Would you trade Bam for LeBron, Steph, and KD, even though they're on three different teams, Bam is the guy. You trade him to one team, and you get all three.
Man, yes, I would. I had to jump off that horse real fast.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I'd go there. LeBron calls Pat Riley. New phone, who this?
Ooh, Riley?
Riley ain't talking to LeBron.
Nah. Oh, you got that wrong.
You know, but LeBron, I heard him talking about it. I saw that on Twitter, I think, earlier. LeBron goes back to Cleveland. The Cavs draft Bronny. He could play with his son in his hometown because he's just a boy from Cleveland. That's what I think is going to happen.
An end to the story.
Yes, that's the exclamation point to the LeBron career. Mm.
How important?
I think he'd love to play a season in New York. I really do.
How important do you think another ring is for LeBron?
Seriously. I don't think it's important to him.
Yeah.
No. I think it's important. Out of those three guys, I think it's most important to KD.
But then if he teams up with Steph again and brings LeBron with
him. No, he can't go. Wherever Steph goes, KD is not showing up. He can't do that again.
It changes nothing if he wins a ring with LeBron and Steph.
He cannot do it.
KD, you're three. You're Chris Bosh on
how
the
many, although, how many rings does Bron have?
Four.
And how many does MJ have? Six?
Six.
Oh, he'll never catch him.
Kobe has
five.
You
know what? Maybe a couple more rings are important to LeBron.
I think it is. Like, I think if LeBron's going to leave, his next destination is going to be for a team where, A, he doesn't have to do the things he did with L.A. this year, which is basically play 60-plus games, 30-plus minutes, have to score 30-plus points in crucial games. Like, he wants another score. He wants a Steph Curry. He wants somebody else to have to do all the dirty work, and he'll just be LeBron, right? Like, I'll handle the ball. I'll do everything else off the ball. I think it's important to him, man. If he can get one more,
I'll tell you what. How about New York? New York's not going to win a championship this season. But you put LeBron on that team and Julius Randle's back.
Mm-hmm.
If he were able to bring a ring to New York?
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Oh, my God.
Is he going to take league minimum with the Nuggets? Because that's the only way he's winning a ring over the next 4 years. He wants a ring? He needs to go out there and play with Murray.
Jalen Brunson, LeBron.
I don't buy it, though, Hawk, because the way that they play the New York Knicks, because of their head coach, right? Like, the way that they play, it just takes such a toll on your body, man. Like, he doesn't want that. And – bro,
did anybody see the picture of Tom Thibodeau at the gas station pump?
No.
He's just looking frumpy. It was the night. It was the morning after the game, the most recent game. He is pumping his gas at a gas station at 6 a.m. He's got like sweats on, and he is just an everyday guy. Love that
beautiful
guy.
Beautiful head of hair, though.
Like, do you think Spo fills up his car with gas?
Yes.
You think he goes himself and pumps gas into the car somewhere in South Florida?
Yeah.
Is there any other option?
Yeah, people do it for you.
No, I don't think
you hire a gas. You hire a gas.
Is it just one of your guys or whatever? Hey, my car is like, you think Eric Spoelstra is stopping on the way home from the arena and filling his car with gas?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't.
You think he has a gas man?
It's not a gas man per se. But it's a guy who just like, hey, I handle your cars, I handle this, or a girlfriend, or I just don't see him stopping at a gas station and filling his car with gas.
He's not going to Tire Kingdom for a rotation. He's not going he's not going for an oil change. But he's on the way to practice.
Well, now wait a second. What kind of line are you drawing there? So you're telling me if Spo is driving his car, the change oil light comes on, and you've got it attached to your app. He's probably fancy with the OnStar or something like that. It says, time for an oil change. You say he doesn't do that.
No.
That's beneath him.
Yeah, somebody comes. Because they asked me, Sawgrass, Ed Morris, the lady calls me and asks, would you like us to come change your oil? Would you like us to pick your truck up and all? And
he does?
I'm not Spo.
Well, that's why I don't think he fills his car with gas.
But light comes on. What does he do? What if he's driving and the light comes on? He hopes
Spo
he makes
doesn't
it.
Let it get down to empty like that.
Because
although
he
has with this team's roster.
But if he fills it up in half, he'll save money. Right?
Correct. Because if he doesn't want to spend No, I don't think he fills his car with gas. Yeah, I don't think there's a single person in South Florida that's ever run into Eric Spoelstra filling his car with gas.
I disagree.
In like the last 3 years. He was a younger coach and making his way. Not anymore.
And Spo doesn't even act like that. Spo's not high class like that. Spo's a man of the people.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying. I think you're.
No, he's not. And I'm not throwing shade at him for that. No, Thibs is a man of the people. Eric Spoelstra's not.
Tibbs.
Whatever.
He is.
Thibs. You've seen Spo at Flanny's?
I've been around Spo before. He's just a cool dude.
Where? At some $200 a head event?
No, Spo often people would see him like in the Grove at Green Street Cafe.
This is years ago. You're talking years ago. I'm talking like the last 3 years or so when he is now a surefire Hall of Fame coach and has that new contract. I think you guys are mistaken.
Nah, man. I've seen Spo outside of the Kaseya Center, outside of like a Heat event, and
where? Jilly's.
One of his family members plays high school basketball at a high school, local high school here.
Oh, he comes to see a game. Listen, yeah. LeBron used to come to UM games. That doesn't
make
him anymore.
No, but he's not.
He's
not sitting courtside. He's not sitting courtside. He's not sitting with like a bodyguard.
Right, he doesn't want to be noticed there because he's not a man of the people.
No, he's just sitting in the bleachers of a random high school gym in South Florida, and very approachable. Like anybody could come up to him, take a picture. He's cool. He'll shake hands.
You guys
with
are misunderstanding this. Do you think Eric Spoelstra knows what a rock and rib roll is?
Yes.
He loves Flanny's, for sure.
Huck, Spo's a coach. Like, you know what? Like, Mickey Arison, a billionaire. Like, I can see you thinking
but that's
way
who
about
he's him. Been around. That's where I – see, no, that's how I extrapolate that out. He's been with Riley and Arison so long that he is now of their ilk, right? 6 years ago, he wasn't. Oh, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I'm going to use 3 years ago as, like, the demarcation point. He has been around Arison and Riley. Do you think Arison and Riley fill their cars with gas?
No. Arison, for sure not. Probably not Pat either.
Of course not. No chance.
Spo's around the guys. I say, as a coach, you're around the normal dude so much, you feel like a normal dude.
I don't think he fills his car with gas like Tibbs does.
I think you're way
off. In fact,
off
I think
Spo.
Eric Spoelstra's car runs out of gas, he gets a new one. I believe he leaves it wherever it is. How much was his new contract for, Solana? It had to be like $100 million.
Yeah, it was something crazy.
Spo left me a bottle of Tootsies the other week. I'm out of here. See, you good? You want that?
You're yes. way off. $120 million, by the way. 8-year extension worth $120 million. You're way off on Spo. No joke. Like, just – the interactions I've had with him, dude's like the most down to earth.
I'm not saying he's not a nice guy.
Humble.
I'm not saying he's
No. I'm not saying that you're saying
he's
a bad guy.
Look at the picture of Tibbs. Look at the picture of Tibbs at the gas pump. And tell me if you think there is a picture of Spo like that in the last 3 years.
But just because there isn't a picture of Eric Spoelstra pumping his own gas doesn't mean he's not a man of the people. Like
I'm not saying
he's walking
that
through
he's
Publix.
Too good. You know what? I'm just tell you think he goes shopping at Publix.
100%. 100%.
Someone texted me. I didn't even know this because I'm not this rich. A lot of rich people have gas delivery companies come over every 2 days.
That makes sense.
And fill up their cars.
Bro.
That makes sense. And I'm going to look into that too.
Crowder.
I'll give you the number.
Crowder, if you're I want this to be a PSA. If you think you're too good to go pump your own gas,
it's not that you think you're too good. It's just life becomes different. Spo is busy. He is a busy man. That guy doesn't have a lot of free time. So he's not pulling his car up in Coconut Grove the Union 76 station.
What do you think? Pumping gas is the equivalent of reading an encyclopedia? Like, it takes 2 minutes to pull into a gas station on your way to work.
You're talking to a man of the people. I know. I do it on the way to work. But I am not Eric Spoelstra.
I wanted to go against Hawk on this, Solana, but as I think about it, I used to cut my grass. Like, when I was a rookie in the league, I had a lawnmower and
guess who cuts Crowder's grass now? Mike in Fort Lauderdale.
About seven people, and I don't know none of their names.
I just got a text from my guy, Justin. You met him at, he's my electrician. You met him at Funky Buddha.
Yeah.
Or maybe I shouldn't have said, maybe I shouldn't have identified him because I, but he says his wife's uncle was the gas guy. I'm not going to read for whom, for blank, a fashion designer. I'm convinced the entire family was not aware that cars needed gas. So his wife's uncle was a gas guy. I think Spo's got a gas guy.
Person that texts me is not broke. And yeah, they say every 2 days somebody drives up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. and fills all their cars up with gas if they need it.
I hate that person that texted you then.
Got to be Fred Taylor.
Unless it's Dan Marino. Then Dan.
It's Fred. It's got to be Fred Taylor.
It's not Fred.
I mean, what? Like, you're too busy to pump gas. Oh,
No. It doesn't have anything to do with being busy. It doesn't have anything to do with being busy. You're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. You think Bad Bunny fills his car? I'll put it to someone who you respect as, you know, larger than life. Man. You think Bad Bunny is filling his car at a gas station?
Oh, man. The thing is, those guys, like Bad Bunny, for example, they're never...
He doesn't drive.
They're not, right. They're not in a city where they're just living a day-to-day life. They're jet setters. They're all over the world.
Right.
So it's a little different. But like Eric Spoelstra has a daily commute to work, back home.
Okay, but let me put it in someone that maybe you'll understand. Jim Barry.
100% Jim Barry is going to a gas station.
Of course, Jim Barry.
Damn, I wanted to be against the Hawk on this.
I think Spo's got a gas guy. And as somebody points out on the text, he might drive a Tesla. He might not even need gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he pays somebody to come plug it in so he don't have to waste that 8 seconds.
Pace. Come on. Pace. When you see him on the sideline telling Caleb,
he coaches his Tesla plug-in guy.
Pace.
All right, blaze through these headlines because we got to take a break. We've gone too long and discussed absolutely nothing. But this is your own fault, Heat.
Score more than 88. We'd be all in.
Send me that picture. I can't find it. Send me that picture of Tom Thibodeau.
Of Tibbs?
Yeah. Okay. I got to see this bad boy.
He's a looker.
All right. These headlines are driven by the new. What is he a car for, anyways? Lives in the city. Play at the Garden.
I don't know. I found the
Where do those guys live, Hawk? If they live in if they don't live in Manhattan, they got to commute to the Garden every day.
Wrong guy.
Plus, you drive to Manhattan. I don't know. That seems bizarre to me.
That's how gritty and grimy he is. You know. I just texted you the picture.
It's on the subway.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know
it's a great
trucks.
Picture, right? It's a great picture.
But he has like a mid-size SUV. Like, he has a little economic car. Like, I swore he was going to be in a gigantic truck or something.
Jimmy Butler. Does Jimmy Butler pump his own gas? He drives like that red Jeep.
But he is a man of the people. Like, he legitimately is. That, and I'm not castigating.
Oh, I know.
I think Spo has been around Harrison and Riley for so long, you can't help it. Like, you absorb that kind of lifestyle. And then when you get to that lifestyle with a $120 million contract, like, I think things change. But I think Jimmy Butler, it's one of the reasons I love him so much. He legitimately is a man of the people. I could see Jimmy Butler walking into an Applebee's as easy as I could see him walking into Prime 112.
Yeah. Game 5, Celtics Heat tomorrow. Jaime Jaquez Jr. did not travel. Terry Rozier continues to be out. No Jimmy, no Jay Rich. In the NBA playoffs tonight, Knicks Sixers 7 p.m. Knicks can close out that series. They're up 3-1. It'll be at MSG. Cavs Magic tonight at 8 p.m. Won't even tell you where to watch it because I know you're not going to. Bucks Pacers tonight at 9:30 p.m. Indy leads that series 3-1. There's actually a lot of NBA news. Like, I saw NBC is preparing a huge bid to try to steal the rights away from Turner. Yeah. The Panthers.
Here's a text. Here's a text from someone. I have a big fuel delivery business in Miami. We fuel the cars of some of our high net worth customers once a week. It's one of the services we offer. And that makes sense. Like, I'm talking like Star Island, where Gloria Estefan lives, or Rosie O'Donnell. Like, they're not going to fill that. First of all, you'd have to drive off Star Island. I don't know where the closest gas station is. Is there one on the causeway there?
Yeah, there has to be one. Or, like, right off Alton, which would just be a turn.
I mean, there is so much wealth in South Florida.
But like, I think, Hawk, there is a difference between people that live on Star Island and Coach Spoelstra. You know, like, I'm not saying he doesn't have enough wealth to live there. But the people who live on Star Island, like, they have personal drivers. They're not driving.
Right. I got you.
Athletes drive themselves for the most part, I think. Right, Crowder? Like, you would drive to the stadium. You didn't have a limo.
Did you see
speaking of
Twitter and athletes driving, did you see Nikola Jokic driving the other day?
No.
So, because someone pulled up next to him. I mean, talk about a gigantic guy looking ridiculous in a car. I got to find you this tweet.
Hawk said he spends 2 hours laying in bed in the morning.
Yeah, we know what.
I'm on Twitter.
Finding pictures and playing with his little Rocky, whatever that damn cat's name is.
Oh, he's so cute.
No, he's terrible. Send me another picture of Rocky. Me and you, we gonna fight.
The Panthers are waiting the winner of the Bruins and the Maple Leafs series. The Marlins do play tonight. They got swept by the Nationals.
I just searched on Twitter, Jokic in a car. It's a funny search. It's not. That wasn't it.
Marlins, they play the Rockies tonight at Lone Depot Park. Your weather from the Desmond and Dover Law
Who's
Firm.
Who's pitching?
I don't know. I have no idea. Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7, 866-954. More, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. There is a high chance of rain today, so please drive safely.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to get to, not as evidenced by that segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I don't know why that conversation about Eric Spoelstra filling his own car with gas was so interesting, but it was. And the texts are like, great segment. That was completely unplanned if you couldn't figure it out. But you would acknowledge, Solana, that there's no picture of Spo. The reason that that picture of Tom Thibodeau was going viral on Twitter is because you don't often see that. You know what I mean? Like, if you saw Tom Thibodeau filling his car with gas, I'm not relitigating this, but if you saw him filling his car with gas all the time, the picture wouldn't go viral like it did. Like, do you think in Milwaukee you see Doc Rivers stopping after practice and filling his car with gas?
No.
It seems implausible. And I know it's an everyday task that everyone has to do. And he probably does at some point. But the notion of Doc Rivers leaving practice in Milwaukee, stopping at the racetrack, filling his car with gas, getting a cup of coffee, Butterfinger, and driving out. Like, it just seems weird.
And I don't think it's about fame. I think it's about money.
I think it's about time and money.
I think it's about money. Because I just start thinking about the different things you do when you don't have $120 million that you can do when you do have $120 million.
Even when you have an everyday job, like a coach.
Yeah. Solana, I was with you until I started thinking about it.
No, but I think different lives.
I remember my dad going to Pinch a Penny and getting chlorine bottles when I was a kid. There's no way I'm going to Pinch a Penny and getting chlorine bottles right now.
Yeah, but in the 70s, was it as popular to have like a pool guy come to your house? I don't know. Or was that just like 1% luxury? Because nowadays.
Right. There weren't as many service people.
Yeah.
But I just, and so to that point, I think when you can afford service, you take advantage of the time thing with Hulk. Like, I could go to Pinch a Penny. There's one right down the street from the house, but I'm not going to Pinch a Penny once a week to get chlorine and get a brush and brush the bottom of the pool. I'm not going to do it.
But different people have different lives, right? Like, Eric Spoelstra has three young kids, like very young kids. You don't think Eric Spoelstra every now and then is like, all right, let's go to Publix, go get you a free cookie, do some quick groceries. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't have somebody to do groceries for him, but he has kids. He's just driving around like a normal guy, normal dad.
No, I bet Messi's ass haven't been back to Publix for a while.
Yeah, good point.
Remember that? Because his wife probably drugged him. Like, hey, let's stop by and grab a sub. And then he gets swamped in Publix. He's not going back.
Yeah. I would say Spoelstra says to his kids, hey, do you want to go to Publix and get a free cookie? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, Griselda, the kids want to go to Publix and get a free cookie.
He rents out the Publix for the day.
While you're there, get me a couple Lean Cuisines.
That's another thing, man. People have chefs that cook every meal for them.
Yeah.
It's dudes that I send Crowder Powder, some of my buddies, and it's so natural to them. They text me back and they'll say, oh, man, appreciate it, man. I'll give it to my chef. And it's weird to me, but they're on a different financial stature. And I'm like, you don't cook at all? It's people that haven't even turned their stove on in 10 years.
I think it's, first of all, like who you are. Tibbs, you could tell, is the kind of guy who if someone said to him, hey, you've got millions of dollars, you can have a guy come fill your car with gas, he would go, have a guy fill my car with gas. Like, he's the butcher. He looks like a butcher, everyone. You know what I mean? Like, he's a blue-collar worker, which is why there are certain players who wouldn't want to play for him, right? Because he's like, you should be bruised and dirty and banged up after a basketball game. That's what he knows. But there are certain guys who are different. And I think Eric Spoelstra, again, not knocking him because I'm not saying he's not a nice guy and I'm not saying he's not a man of the people because he is. Like, he's friendly. He's as friendly and effervescent as you can get for someone that's at that level of success because he's as successful as you can get. But I just don't think he has time to stop at the Shell station, pump gas, and grab a hot dog off the roller.
Same point. Dan Campbell replaces his windshield wiper fluid.
Exactly.
You give Dan Campbell $1 billion, he's not paying anybody to change his windshield wiper fluid.
Dan Campbell has manual windows.
He still rolls them down. He ashes his cigarette on the door on the outside.
The ticket wizard texts me, I go to Pinch a Penny all the time. Do you need him to get you some chlorine?
I remember Randy coming walking with those big jugs through the back of the house when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't have the acumen to do the pool.
Well, you do.
Like
you know what, Hawk, you just have too much money that you don't have to do it.
No, because when we bought our first house, there was a pool, and Lori and I were not making great money, and you know, it was like we had just bought a house. But I don't have the acumen to do it. It doesn't work right for me. I can't be around chemicals and beakers and brooms, even if they go underwater. Like, it just doesn't work for me.
No knock on any pool men, but they're not brain surgeons, Hawk.
But they know what they're doing when it comes. Like, I just don't have it. I can't do it. I told you the story once I lived in my professor's house over the summer at UM. She went home. She had a house in the Northeast. I was staying in Miami. I didn't have anywhere to go. And she's like, her name was Professor Davidson. She said, you can stay at my house. All you have to do is mow the lawn. That's it. When I come back from the summer, the lawn has to be mowed. And I said, okay. And I lived there. I'd been there for like a couple of weeks and the grass was getting high. And I was like, oh, I better mow the lawn. I had never done this before. And I went to the garage and I pulled out this lawnmower, and already these things are too heavy. I don't know what they're doing. What are they putting in these things? And so I get it out to the grass and I go, you know, I've seen it on cartoons, you know. I get the thing started miraculously. How? I don't know. Miraculously. I pushed it and it doesn't just push super easy like you're running a vacuum over a tile. There was some real like effort required, and I turned the thing off immediately, and I hired a lawn service to come for the summer because I didn't want to let her down. I'd given her my word, but I just wasn't cut out for that.
You're ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
That's 100% true.
Really?
Yep.
I was a rookie for the Dolphins, starting next to Zach and Jason and Junior and them guys, cutting my lawn on 30th and Pine Island right there in the Pine Island Ridge.
Yeah, that equipment, it just doesn't work for me.
Fuck, it does work. You have to use your legs.
It just doesn't work for me.
That's ridiculous.
Even when Ava wants to know why my hands are so soft. That's
you
why
don't go out, you don't go outdoors.
Well, certainly not to mow a lawn. Change you know chemicals in a pool. Who even knows what's going on? It's like, put the two drops of the blue and then a yellow. And if something comes up green, then you need more of this. And it's like, what? What? I'm doing math now?
You got to shock the pool. You got to shock it sometimes.
Nah.
Randy used to be cussing, boy. Smoking a joint, cussing, pouring stuff in the pool. What you got? What you got, Randy? Hey, man, that ain't nothing but a cigarette. Homemade cigarette.
Ay, ay, ay. Now I want to get a gas guy. I need a cash pop guy.
I guarantee
that's why I like filling my car with gas. I don't know if I could ever buy an electric car because I like going to a gas station.
Oh, that's the worst, man. It's the worst.
I love it.
I really enjoy going to a gas station, too.
I love walking in there. I love getting a pack of Andy Cap fries and a couple lottery tickets and a Celsius. Like, I don't know. There's something enjoyable about walking. If you have an electric car, you don't ever have to walk into those places.
Are you getting a soda?
Because you feel like, oh, I didn't come out just to get a soda or whatever, but I happened to be here.
You got to, yeah, that's how I feel. But I'm in a different refrigerator than you. I'm that one all the way by the bathroom.
All right. We got to take a break here. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. I'm giving him the hands of justice. Speaking of the hands of justice, is the ticket wizard, are they helping you out, Jimmy? Remember you got that speeding ticket a while back? How are things going there?
Well, I have my court date is on Monday.
Oh, but you don't have to go, right?
No.
Yeah, well, that's the ticket wizard.
Yeah, it says on the thing that I have to go like via Zoom.
You have to be on
He goes, in order to resolve your issue, you must show up to resolve this issue.
That's from the ticket wizard?
No, that's from the assignment of the court date.
It's over for you, Jimmy.
Well, I believe that goes to your attorney.
Well, Hawk, maybe we should dive a little deeper into this, because 2 weeks ago, Jimmy told me about this. And I said, oh, well, to make sure you reach out to the ticket wizard, he'll let you know what you have to do. Jimmy, did you ever reach out to the ticket wizard?
I'm going to this week.
Oh, my
God. Well, now it's too late. What has happened here?
You're going to court by yourself, Jimmy? They're locking you up?
No, they're aware of my court date.
Who's aware of your court date? The bailiff? Oh, my God. This guy's going to jail.
It's over for you, Jimmy.
Well, anyone else out there who gets a ticket, ticketwizard.com. Don't
Jimmy. Don't go in the bathroom.
A to what? to what? A what is a Ute? A to what?
It's over for you, Jimmy.
All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.